Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, I will say this, and those of you that know me know that I'm not one of these people that's always screeching and screaming and whining and, you know, shaming about the COVID stuff and yelling about masks and all that stuff. You know, I'm not one of these Corona bros. But Justin Turner last night, what he did, you know, real quickly, you just heard Josh Rountree talk a little bit about it in his update. Justin Turner tested positive, had to be removed from the game, and then is seen out after the game running around on the field celebrating with his teammates without a mask. And there's even a picture of him kissing, I guess it's his girlfriend or his wife or whatever, kissing her on the field. It's absolutely absurd. And, you know, to me, again, it's one thing that you're out there playing and everybody out there allegedly is negative, and so that's one thing. That's different. I have no problem with guys. I know people were going, oh, they shouldn't be celebrating like that. They should be, you know, socially distanced and all that other crap. Listen, they're all tested negative to get into the park. It's not the same thing as a random group of strangers celebrating together. So I have no problem with it, but when one guy has actually tested positive, the fact that he decided to go out there and they actually told him he had to leave. Major League Baseball security told him he had to leave, and he said no. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Justin Turner, should be at least a 30-game suspension next year, if not more. I mean, you know, again, they're all young. They're all young and in shape and, you know, all that other stuff. And if they get positive, it's not necessarily going to be the end of the world, obviously, in terms of, for the most part, you know, we've seen a lot of athletes go, you know, get tested and they're positive and they're fine. That's not the point, though. The point is you're spreading. You could spread it when you didn't need to. I mean, you're positive. Stay the heck back in the locker room isolated. You know, it sucks you don't get to, you know, celebrate your teammates and all that other stuff, but the bottom line is it's just the way it is. So to me, that story, when I read it a little earlier today, what Major League Baseball basically documented, the fact they're going to investigate the whole thing, you know, I was thinking maybe he had gotten tested again and he was negative, that it was a false positive. The fact that it wasn't that he was positive, he was running around out there. And the other thing is he was running out there without a mask on. I mean, give me a break, you know. That absolutely needs to be handled and harshly. I mean, that has to be a very long suspension. And I don't think there's any discussion about or rationalization for it happening like that. It just that cannot and should not happen. Period. I mean, That was the most absurd thing. Actually, you know, that the other thing was, Blake Snell getting lifted from the game when he got lifted. You know, I know a lot of people say that it's new baseball and third time through the lineup and all that other stuff. Here's what you do with analytics, okay? At that particular point, analytics are more of a long haul type thing. But in certain situations, you throw them out the window and you go with what is working. And what I mean by that is you have the ability. You've got a pitcher who is really kind of rolling through the lineup right now. And, okay, he gave up a hit. The next three guys coming up were 0-6 against him. Next guy gets up and gets a hit. Okay, maybe I'm okay with now. Yeah, okay, he's running out of gas a little bit or whatever. But, you know, you can't just panic every time a guy gives up a hit. And, you know, it's like, oh, it's in the fifth inning or whatever. It's just that doesn't make sense to me. And I honestly think, you know, that's a bad decision. A really bad decision to take him out of the game based on I don't even know what. Other than the numbers, you know, analytics. That's really what it comes down to. And again, I don't hate analytics, and I'm not one of these old man yells at cloud. I understand their usefulness. I understand how they've changed the game a little bit. My problem with them has always been the same. It is that people play these games. People play these games. Humans, not robots, not machines. So there are situations, you know, where you look at it, there are situations and you might say, well, this is where we need to go to a different, a different route. Maybe just, you know, the numbers don't necessarily bear it out that way. And so I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, you really, really look at the Rays. As someone said earlier today, maybe analytics is a big reason why the Rays got to where they were, but it's also a big reason why they made a decision last night that wasn't the right decision. And not because, you know, taking Snow out of the game, the next guy came in and gave up a hit or whatever. It's because when you have a pitcher that's feeling it and that's dealing the way Snow was, especially in a game where it's do or die, you throw all the other stuff out the window. And, you know, my example would be the opposite of that is you see in the World Series, you know, in game sixes and game sevens, teams just do things that are unconventional all the time with their pitching staff. You know, Madison Bumgarner pitches game six, and guess what? In game seven, they need someone to close. Guess who they bring in? Him. They would never do that in a regular season. That's not how they play. And, you know, over the course of a long haul, that would be the wrong decision. But in a very short window and season, a series, in the moment, sometimes you got to go outside of all that. So, to me, that's really my problem with analytics is that it treats every situation as if it's exactly the same, and it's just not. Coming up, we've got Brian Batko, the Post Gazette, to talk a little Steelers. Steelers play the Ravens this week. It's obviously going to be a huge game and a lot of fun. And we will get to Brian next. It's the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.